USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The SEC is closely monitoring the stock market for any potential misconduct. In a statement released on Friday, the acting chairman, Allison Lee, says the agency has been keeping an eye on the extreme price volatility of certain stocks, trading prices over the last few days. This comes after a large group of retail investors drove up stocks in companies like GameStop and AMC. As far as if this is manipulating the market, entrepreneur Mark Cuban tells CNBC,
"It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks. They'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off."
Johnson & Johnson says its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
A new variant of coronavirus made its way to the United States.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate, somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions.
We are all united by our common understanding that every life from the moment of conception is precious.
Live Action founder Lila Rose also says the pro-life effort is the greatest human global rights movement in history. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Brandon Mitchin just wants his three children to have the option to go back to school after being stuck at home for nearly a year. Mitchin's viral sound-off was shared thousands of times after he said the school board wasn't taking any action. Mitchin also has some advice for the school board.
We have elected officials. We bring them in. They're supposed to have a job to do. A lot of times it's easy to sit back and let other people lead. What I said and what I was passionate about is, look, if you're not going to lead, this country was built on strong leaders. Take a step to the side. That's okay. And let other people step into that void.
Exactly.
And if you're not going to get our kids back, make a plan and execute it. And you know what? You may fall a little short, but it's better than no plan at all. And, you know, the key thing I think is, like, you got to put something out there and take a little bit at risk.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says indoor dining can resume in New York City on Valentine's Day at 25% capacity.
The restaurants want a period of time so they can notify workers, order supplies, etc. So we're saying indoor dining 25% on Valentine's Day.
The Democrat says he wants to reopen more events in New York through testing.
We demonstrated it in Buffalo at the Buffalo Bills playoff game. 7,000 people tested before they went into the stadium. We've had virtually no cases of spread from that game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.